Okay, on to part four of the continuing series about online poker debate. Now, as I said, I think the only legitimate reason to regulate or ban an activity that the populace finds enjoyable is because of externalities, significant externalities. And I will certainly admit that there are a fair share for poker. Now, first of all, the game, one could argue, is a cannibalistic activity of sorts. You don't create any value when you win, you just take money from other people. So even when one man's success, even in poker, always results in someone else losing. So all gains come with losses, plus the middleman, the international poker conglomerate site, takes money each time this occurs. So it's you can make a very good claim. I would have to agree that it doesn't really add anything to society in that respect, other than the enjoyment that the players are getting. But it is, you know, a cannibalistic activity that I could see making a claim is not the most moral of activities, since the goal is to take the money of your opponent, obviously causing him harm. Now, beyond that, are there clear problems with poker, the addictive nature of gambling, addictive nature of poker? I can say, you know, I've been swept up in the whirlwind of gambling addiction myself from sometimes during law school. I mean, I've lost touch of all my own responsibilities, relationships, friends. It can be very problematic, especially online poker, because it's always there. Any time of night, you can instantly get into a game. So there's a lot, it's fraught with peril. Although it's taught me some responsibility at the same time, trying to deal with having this instant gratification always there. But certainly a potential problem. The degree to which gambling addiction, you know, is destructive to youths or to people in general, and poker in particular, I don't think has been very well documented or studied. There are older studies about gambling and its problems in society, but online has not. I didn't see anything pointed to in the legislation. I haven't seen anything in relatively extensive searches really intelligently researching the degree to which it really does impose costs on society. Beyond, people are losing money, but does that just mean they're just, you know, spending a little less on other superfluous goods? Or does it mean they're going on public assistance, committing crimes, committing fraud? I am not sure. But obviously there's a potential for that. When people lose, and obviously a disproportionate amount of poor people tend to gamble, not positive about poker, but we'll just talk for a moment about gambling in general. Disproportionately amount of poor people do this activity. They lose. There is potential to be on public assistance, to get counseling, free counseling. There's the need for clinics. There's potential to embezzle, commit crime. You know, use substances to cope with the problems. So there obviously are potential downsides to online gambling. But I do not. I would like to know. You know, I'd like to see an articulate study before, you know, jumping to any dramatic conclusions about online poker in particular. So, but obviously there are problems, and I will say that online poker poses unique problems that aren't necessarily present in the live situation. For one, having it linked to your bank account, you can lose just so much money, so much more than you might at a casino where you only bring a certain amount. You have an ATM card, but you have daily withdrawal limits. So also, there's various tables or stakes beyond anything you can imagine or afford, which you can just jump to immediately and play if you deposit enough money, which, you know, you have to physically get the chips and walk over in real life. It might set in to, you know, that, you know, that what I'm doing is crazy. You know, it's easier to just do spur-of-the-moment maddening activities online without that realization that you're being crazy, you know, applying it to later. And also, you can play multiple tables at once, so, which you can't do live, obviously. So there are a lot of additional potential downsides, which, however, I'm not convinced can't be regulated. All of these things, you know, could be regulated to a degree. We can have maximum limits on what people can play. It could be relative to their income. There's various ways we could prevent people from playing multiple tables if we think that's the real problem. There's various ways to regulate these, but obviously there are externalities in society. not purely not completely well documented, but there. Now, the degree to which they're present in poker, in particular, I have my doubts about, but I will talk about that in part 5. Thank you.